In the book of 2 Timothy, Paul was writing to this young man, and under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Paul said to Timothy, "From a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ." And then he goes on to tell Timothy, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, for righteousness." The Holy Spirit inspired the Apostle Paul to tell us that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. The Scriptures that Paul was referring to was the Old Testament. He said you can use it for doctrine. You can use it for correction, for reproof. It's good. Use it, Timothy. Give yourself to reading this Scripture. And not only that, the Old Testament is the only part of the Bible that Jesus had when he was here on this earth. Liberal-minded theologians and many preachers today, believing that man evolved from monkeys and was not a direct creation of God, as Genesis declares, they would tell you that you should not be reading and using the Old Testament because of the inaccuracies they say it contains. These same critics claim that a warlike atmosphere pervades the Old Testament and that God is presented as a cruel, revengeful deity. They fail to appreciate the many times that our Lord quoted from the Old Testament, which they have no time to read. So what did Jesus say about the Old Testament? What did he have to say about the origins of his teachings that the modern people would tell us that we should not concentrate on? The critics who marvel at the force of all the master talk and who are allowed to assert that the Gospels are preferable in every way to the Old Testament description of the vindictiveness of God that it presents. They forget that all that Jesus taught, he received directly from God the Father, the God of the Old Testament, whom modern preachers would tell us to shun. "All things," Jesus said, "I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you." And again Jesus said, "I have given unto them the words that you gave me." The gracious words that proceeded out of the mouth of Jesus, which caused his listeners to wonder, were words that he repeated out of the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 61 and the first two verses. Peter had in mind all of the writers of Old Testament books when he affirmed that holy men of God spake as they were moved upon by the Holy Ghost. Therefore, the seal of divine inspiration and authenticity is stamped upon the living oracles, as Stevens called the Old Testament. One of the remarkable features that the gospel presents of Jesus is the way he spent his ministry in expounding the Old Testament scriptures. Never once, even by the slightest hint, did he warn his disciples about the supposed errors and contradictions which modern-day critics say they contain. When we remember the language which Jesus showed up and denounced the error of his day, and how quick he was to detect and to correct errors or faults, even in his own people, had any such errors really existed? Would he not, as the faithful and true witness, have sounded the alarm, making it clear that certain passages had somehow gotten into the Old Testament scriptures, which was not inspired by the Holy Spirit, and were therefore not trustworthy? knowing as none else could know how many souls would be staking their eternal well-being upon some of these very scriptures. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.